After San Jose Bike Coordinator John Brazil took MBG Director Martin Krieg on a tour of the bike exhibits they have on display at their beautiful new City Hall, they returned downstairs to an entryway filled with bikes and people. One of those present was the Mayor's Communication Director, David Vosbrink, a man who has been much in the news of late as he fights to protect the honor of Mayor Ron Gonzalez, whose powers the City Council has endeavored to curtail. Hear David touch on his own 1973 bike ride across America as he and John talk about all the advances that Mayor Ron has helped to make for San Jose cyclists.
We're here at San Jose City Hall right now. Can everybody who's here present and excited for the fact that we're with the National Bicycle Greenway say yeah and give a little cheer?
Okay, a little cheer.
And the guy that just said that was Randy Mitchell. Randy Mitchell is a former stuntman. Randy also rides in 1884, 85. That's a Columbia Expert, correct? And the wheel size is 54? 56. I got everything off. It's a little bit by every which thing there. And I'm here also with John Brazil and David Vosbrink. John Brazil is the bike coordinator for the City of San Jose. David Vosbrink is the mayor's, would I say, publicist?
Or communications director, press secretary.
Now, David, who I was here posing with before the picture kind of went off, went across the United States, and what year was that, David?
In 1973. I rode from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Big Sur, California.
He did that before, as Scott pointed out, before Bike Centennial even did that type of thing.
That's exactly
adventure
right.
Cycling.
It was a great trip. It was a solo trip, safe passage over 10 weeks, and it was a great way to see the country.
Okay, so now you've got some experience in your legs as a cyclist. What do you think of the San Jose for biking?
Well, bicycles are a tremendous, wonderful alternative for cycling. We're doing a good job here in San Jose to extend our trail system to provide safe scenic routes for people to commute and to have recreation. We've done a lot, and there's a lot more to do, but it's a great country for it.
Let's pause for a second. Why is your city also bike inaccessible?
Well, this is an example of cities that grew fast in the 50s. They were designed around cars and subdivisions. So you'll see this throughout the West and Southwest. So we're making up for lost time and recreating a vision that will allow a better opportunity for cyclists and bicycles to coexist with cars and pedestrians so that we can get around in a healthier, cleaner way.
Okay, now would you say that your mayor is a proactive mayor where bicycling is concerned? I'll ask you that question, then I'll ask John.
Well, he is very supportive of what we've done as a city to make it more safe and more accessible, both for making our streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists, or our Street Smarts program, for supporting the development of pedestrian and bicycle trails, particularly on our creek sides. And he's very much in favor of ways to save energy and to make our community safer for everybody who lives here and comes to visit.
Okay, and John, how many different mayoral administrations have you worked with as a bike coordinator for the city?
With the city of San Jose, just the current mayor, who's done an excellent job in bike and ped accommodation. He's really been a leader in trying to expand the system and make it more convenient and comfortable to walk and bike in the city, from expanding the trail system to 30 defined corridors with over 100 segments in different stages of development, construction, and completion, to an on-street network of bike lanes, bike racks, bike parking, pedestrian accommodation, countdown ped signals are going in throughout the city. Mayor Gonzalez has been a leader.
Wow. Okay, now his term expires January. End of December?
Okay. Mayor Gonzalez to complete his 8 years as mayor in December this year, 2006. Because of term limits, he won't be able to run again.
At which point, is anybody on the horizon so we can know for ourselves next year when we're here? Do you see anybody coming down the pike that has a bicycle awareness?
Well, we have two candidates in the runoff to take the mayor's place next year. They're both on the city council, and they have both been supportive of City of San Jose's efforts to extend our bicycle trails and regional trail system. So I think in terms of bicycle safety, the policies and direction we've been going in will continue.
Okay, John, you ride your bike from Palo Alto?
Mountain View.
From Mountain View to work, is that an everyday type thing for you?
Half the time I take my bike on the train, and half the bike I ride the whole way from Mountain View to San Jose and back. So.
Okay, and back.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you ride to work, David?
Unfortunately, I don't ride my bicycle to work. I live in Sunnyvale, which is next to Mountain View, and there would be a little extra time, and the roads aren't exactly suitable to my schedule.
Huh. So, and how much cycling are you doing now? Are you old Road America veteran?
Not nearly enough.
No? Are you a weekend warrior?
May call that a quarterly warrior.
Oh, no!
I'm getting my exercise these days by swimming in the morning.
Okay. Well, you look pretty fit. I'm just thinking, what are you doing to keep that fitness going for yourself? John, how many miles of trails? I know it's in our biking report card, but how many miles of biking trails are there in, not so much trails, I mean, on street biking facilities in San Jose?
In San Jose, there's nearly 100 miles of completed bike lanes and bike routes. And we have a network defined in the city's general plan that will extend that to over 150 miles over the next few years. We also have an off-street network, which I have an annual report in my hand I'll give you that has about 100 miles of off-street trails defined. And the report shows that 38 miles are complete and open to the public and several more miles in various stages of development.
Okay, my next question is, why do I not see a Friendly Cities ranking for the League of American Bicyclists for San Jose?
That's funny you should ask that. San Jose's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee just requested that the city submit an application, and the city has last month submitted the first part of the application, the first phase, and we just received word back from the League of American Bicyclists that we've been okayed to submit the second part of the application. So later this year we should hear from League of American Bicyclists whether we've qualified as a bicycle-friendly city. Either way, it's a win-win. If they say we get the platinum level, we can be proud. If they say we need some work to do, it'll help us define our goals for the future.
Fantastic. All right. Well, David, John, I'm going to kind of close with just a thank you. I'm going to shake your hand. Can you see that microphone? And you guys are awesome. I thank you guys especially for the bike awareness that there is in this city. And it's kind of fun. I want to deliberate for half a moment on the fact that John took me on a tour of the museum artifacts that are here at this beautiful, beautiful City Hall. And a lot of them are bicycles. A lot of them are bicycle-oriented, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, we have a long bicycle tradition in San Jose. We have a velodrome that was built early in the century, and you have a history of bicycle clubs cyclists who really pioneered the early trails in the valley and the mountains around Santa Clara Valley and San Jose, going back into the 19th century.
Wow. And you were going to say something, John?
Just going to highlight some of the bicycle-related exhibits and the historic exhibits here in City Hall in case anybody would like to come and visit. We have a velocipede, which is a predecessor to the bicycle, over 100 years old in the tower lobby. Second floor lobby, we also have a 90-year-old picture of the Garden Wheelman, and that was a bicycle club in the 1920s. And we also have a real-life bicycle from the late 40s to 50s that was used by the San Jose Post Office to deliver mail.
Okay, now can you get, I'll ask David for this since he's the mayor's public relations guy. If someone wanted to come to City Hall, is this open to the public, the museum, quote-unquote museum stuff?
Absolutely. During working hours, during the week, business hours, the lobbies are open. The exhibits are a very nice touch to help us remember our roots in San Jose. And this building is a brand new City Hall that opened just a year ago, and it really represents our vision for the future, the first new City Hall of the 21st century.
Okay, it's an awesome building. What is the exact address?
We are at 200 East Santa Clara Street in downtown San Jose.
Excellent. Thanks, you guys. It's been great.
Thanks for coming. I know you're really busy.
After our reception was complete, John Brazil got on his bike and guided us to the city limits. From there, Will the Snake Man and Randy Mitchell on his 1885 high wheel took over. Randy wowed us with the tricks he performed high atop his 56-inch wheel as the dozen or so of us headed for Palo Alto Mayor Judy Kleinberg's reception. Will also amazed the many onlookers as he joyously pedaled away on his Schwinn lowrider with an 8-foot boa constrictor draped around his neck. For more information about this ride, San Jose NBG Day, or the 2006 Mayor's Ride, go to bikeroute.com.